This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever left a networking event with a stack of business cards, but you feel like you had zero meaningful connections? You handed out your card, you mentioned your services, and still nothing. Well, here's the truth. People aren't ignoring your business. They're just ignoring you. Okay, today I'm going to show you why authenticity outperforms sales pitches every single time. Now, you might be asking, Wes, why does this matter? Well, whether you're running a side hustle, building a personal brand, or growing a business, your most powerful asset isn't your product catalog, it's your authentic self. In today's crowded marketplace, customers can detect fake enthusiasm and rehearsed pitches a mile away. Research shows that a huge amount of consumers say that authenticity is a key factor when deciding which brands to support. So when you focus on selling yourself first, remember, market you first. You can create genuine connections that are going to transform casual conversations into loyal clients. This isn't just a shift about being nice. It's necessary for survival in today's relationship economy. Okay, so here are three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. Number one, lead with your story, not your services. Share why you started your business before explaining what you sell. Did a personal challenge inspire your journey? Tell that story first. People connect with struggles and transformations, not feature lists. For example, instead of saying, I offer social media management, try, I help overwhelmed business owners reclaim their time while growing their online presence. Now, it might sound a little foo-foo and a little bit flowery, but here's the thing. It is better because facts may tell, but stories sell, okay? Number two, ask genuine questions that show you care. Replace what do you do with what made you choose your field. This signals real interest beyond making a sale. People can smell that commission breath, okay? So don't lead with that. Follow up with specific questions about their challenges. Remember their answers and reference them later. People notice when you truly listen. And number three, create value before asking for business. Remember, you hear Gary Vee talk about it all the time. You got to jab, 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 and right hook, okay? So offer a small but meaningful solution before mentioning your paid services. Spot a website issue. Share a quick fix. Notice a marketing challenge. Recommend a free tool. These micro moments of value are going to build trust faster than any sales pitch ever could. Okay, so how do you market you first and make this personal? Take a moment to identify what makes you uniquely qualified to serve your clients. Maybe it's not your credentials, but your unusual background. It could be your specific perspective or even past failures that have taught you valuable lessons. Your personal experiences create a connection that competitors can't copy. They can't be you, okay? Write down three personal stories that shaped your business perspective and weave them into your next client conversation. Okay, so here is your call to action. Take 10 minutes today to write down your origin story, okay? What drove you to start your business? Not the polished version, but the honest one. Practice telling it in under 60 seconds. Use this story the next time somebody asks you what you do and watch how the conversation shifts from transactional to personal. You're going to thank me. And if any of this has helped you today, please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put in your name and your email address, and get on those insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that I find. If you have questions, you can go to the bottom of WesWyatt.com. If you look at the bottom right, there's a little thought bubble down there. I can help you with that because that's my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And last but not least, visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.